On Sports Today, the coaches back-to-back for Paul McGovern at WA Hino, the big name in trucks.
On 882, 6PR.
And he's the big name in Fremantle Dockers. Ross, g'day.
G'day, Brad. G'day, Carl.
You'd be pleased to know that Paul McGovern, who owns WA Hino, is a Fremantle supporter, my friend.
I like that.
You like that?
Still good.
Hey, great win. I mean, started off, you got mugged early, two quick goals, and I thought, hello, what's going on here? And then all of a sudden you just steadied and wouldn't let him score after that.
Well, I felt the same way. We did get mugged early and two goals. Didn't handle conditions that well and a little bit of discipline here and there. And then we really started to get to work. More so after half-time, I thought the second quarter, we really fiddled with the ball and didn't kick it forward and handballed too much. So after we spoke about really putting it in, and we ended up with 61 entries for the day. So it was, and in the end, cracked them wide open in the last quarter, like dominated the last. So it was, well, they're really emerging team. They've come a long way and they'll continue to grow. So, but we needed to do what we did in the end.
Your midfield was outstanding and you had several of your key defenders stand tall, McFarlane, Johnson, Duffield with his run and spur. But I've got to ask you right off the top, Fife, are you going to appeal?
That's a really good question.
Test the new rule.
Well, I'm not that optimistic, really. So it's a product of his shoulder injuries. When he should tackle a few times, he tends to just protect and sort of move them with his body. So I don't think there was, I can't really comment too much, real intention with Nathan, but the reality is that there's a rule and there's an action that he's done. So Chris Bond's seeking counsel on it tonight from our advisors, and then they got till tomorrow morning to make an assessment. So I try to buy out of this one because I don't like to get stuck in between.
But 2 weeks for that, Ross, 2 weeks, surely that's a bit harsh.
Well, I'll leave it to everybody else. I just, look, the intentions are right for the rule and they're trying to get some consistency with it. And over the last, I think they rewrote the rule and players are fully informed. So, ignorance is no excuse here.
Well, it can't be increased. So you've got to have a throw at the stumps.
Well, I think you can be left with leftover points for your next one. Like Nathan's got 50 carryover points. So you can, if you appeal and you lose it, you're left with extra carryover points, which is an issue in this one as well.
It'd go up to 275 instead of taking the early plea, which would bring it down to 206.25.
Well, that'd worry if your name was Langdon or Lyon, but it's if your name's Fife.
G'day,
years. Every week, you wouldn't play anymore. Hey?
Well, the ramifications of the past, the new rule.
Okay, well, I understand you can get fined too, so you got to do the righty. Now, look, Mundy, Barlow, Fife, though, Hill, just put them all into the frame here. You must have been really proud of the way they, in those, because it was difficult conditions, the way that they combined as a nucleus. And then Sandilands, who's been just outstanding, you must be really pleased with how it's going in the middle.
Yeah, well, the game's won and lost there, and we really value those guys. And I said in my presser, you don't take it for granted, their performance, because you've got to really acknowledge their work ethic for 100 minutes or whatever it is. And, they work incredibly hard to do what they do, and I take my hat off to them. And, look, there's a new challenge this week, though. And that's the thing, it just keeps coming here. But they're protecting our defence with a lot of pressure, like our front half forwards are, but they're giving our forwards plenty of opportunities. So in the Coach Association Award, I think I gave it all in the midfielders, based on that premise that they really are the heartbeat and the engine room of the team, and they're doing a wonderful job.
Yeah, typical. Forget about the blokes down the back who run the ball out, mate. Do all the hard work. Now, listen, speaking of this week, I mean, it's not about revenge. We know all of that. It's not about redemption. Yeah. But you've got to be salivating at the fact you've got a chance to play Hawthorn.
Well, we want to play the best. So if you play the best, you need to play very good football to beat them. And, to be challenged and stressed is how you grow. So that's how we see it. We've seen an opportunity to improve and test ourselves. And we welcome, but you can't sneak around in league footy. At some point, you've got to put your hand up and say, we're here. And to be the best, you've got to beat the best. So obviously, we've been performing well over a period of time now. But, come Friday night, the ball's bouncing. Everyone starts equal and you've got to try and get it done. So both teams will have some challenges, of personnel-wise, it looks like, on the surface. So, Yeah, but there'll be no excuses from us, and Hawthorn make none as well.
So speaking of those personnel, Zach Dawson you've lost as well. He's got done for tripping, and because of his carryover points, he's going to get a week.
Yeah.
You've had a couple of blokes like Michael Walters, Hayden Ballantyne. They all look like they were pretty sore on the weekend. How have you come out of the game on the weekend?
Yeah, Walters pulled out really well. Ballantyne's fine. But it'll be really light. We won't really know till Wednesday with all of them. You know, McFarlane and Johnson were a bit sore as well. But, you know, the wet games, there's a lot of sliding in and they're trying to get rid of it. But, you know, you tend to get more corks and banged up a little bit as you're slipping and, you know, double handling, you get hit a fair bit. So, look, on the surface, we look okay. But we've got plenty to draw on. We've got Ibbotson, Pierce, Crozier, Zach Clark, Cole Sylvia starting to get moving. Young Josh Simpson was our best the week before appeal. So, Clancy Pierce, we feel we've got to, if we lose a few, there'll be no excuses there. We expect people to come in and play good football.
Well, just on Zach, I mean, you're going to accept or I'm in the appealing mood. I think you should have a go at that one as well.
Yeah, look, that's all care and no responsibility for you, Bob. But I really, David Parkin taught me, Carl, don't make decisions you don't have to make, Ross. Don't get involved. So it was really good advice. And I tend to do that a bit. If I don't have to put my nose in and make a decision, I tend to leave it because you get blamed for enough as it is.
It looks as though...
As a AFL coach. So you need to talk to Bondi and the advisors.
You talked about
he's
your...
He's quite media shy, really, so I don't think you'll get him.
No, oh, yes. Christmas isn't in December either. Listen, I'm going to say to you, Mitchell looks like he'll be back, but Hodge would be doubtful, you'd think.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You always make the decision, risk versus reward. So, Carves, you can come up in a week lower end, but if he does it, then it's 3-4. Hodge, you know, they're 2-0. They're in good shape. So I would imagine if there's a risk of re-injury or further injury, they wouldn't play, but it'll be a high-intensity, high-tempo game. And they're the things that they've got to decide, obviously, and we'll have a few of those issues as well, I would think.
Did you gauge anything out of the Essendon performance against them the other night? It looked like at half-time it was just about game over, but all of a sudden Essendon came out and tested them in quite a few areas, which I'm sure would have pricked your antennas up.
Yeah, I watched it all. The will to win, and, you know, they were aggressive at the end, you know, long torpedo up the middle and surging from stoppages. They scored heavily out of stoppages. I think they kicked 8-5 from stoppages. That's where they really got hold of Essendon, so... you know, we'll have to be on our game there. And I thought once Essendon played, you know, took it on a little bit more and put them under some pressure, they looked human again, the Hawks. So, yeah, there's some opportunities there, but, you know, there's a lot of threats as well. Their foot skills are enormous. You know, Suckling, you lose Ware and you play Suckling, you're going okay, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, well, and Benny McAvoy, you know, does quite well against Aaron the last couple of times they played. So, that'd be quite buoyant that Ben's there as well.
Well, you're on the record of saying you're trying to search to score a couple of more goals per game now, particularly on the road. I mean, will that the way the game will be played, or will you attack it as perhaps going in, you know, as you would normally? You just try and negate the strengths of the opposition and then just work off them?
Yeah, no, look, really good question. We're certainly giving up a few more entries than we would have last year, but, you know, I think we've had 58 and 61 entries. So we've been prepared to give up a few more to get a few more, and we'll continue in that vein. And, you know, I thought we created an enormous amount of opportunities on the weekend, and just a little bit more polish, you know, we would have kicked a number of more goals. So, yeah, things, it's not always going to work out, but there's some good signs for us at the minute.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think if you keep your opposition, which you have in the last two matches that you've played to five goals, you pretty much, doesn't really matter how many you kick, because you're going to win most games.
Is that all they kicked today, the Pies and the Yeah,
that's all they kicked,
it?
Yeah.
I forget about it, really. I don't look at the scoreboard too much. But, yeah, look, it's a good result. But both of those teams probably had opportunities to kick a few more. So I don't expect us to... Hawthorn are a juggernaut, really, offensively. So I don't see us keeping them to five goals. But we'll try our best.
Mm. So you'd be an advocate for not keeping score in the under-10s, then?
I actually like the principle. I like the principle. I think, you know, they get some rumbarassies with the clipboard coach and the kid. But I think, you know, saw a CD on Brazilian soccer and the difference between American soccer and the parents go there, they don't barrack in Brazil. They let the kids express themselves and they don't play championships until they get to about 14 or 15. So I think they produce world-class players. Let the kids express themselves and enjoy themselves, and I think it's got a really good philosophy behind it.
Fair enough. Right, just recapping, if things don't go your way and Fife and Dawson both miss, who's your most likely contenders again to step up and fill the breach?
Well, we'll just rewind about 5 minutes.
I know. I just want to hear it.
Ibbotson, Croger, Cole Sylvia. I don't want to do anyone any disservices here. Have I missed anyone?
Well,
Ibbotson, Clancy Pierce, Sylvia, Croger, Josh Simpson.
So is it a direct in and out? I mean, do you just...
Zach Clark.
Yeah. No, you'll have to look at the balance of their team. And Alex Favani as well, to be fair. He's there as well. So... we've got a bit around to sort of come in. We'll look at the balance of their team. Yeah.
Good on you, Ross. Thanks for your time. Good luck on Friday night.
Thanks, looking forward to it. Cheers, mate.
Ross Lyon is the coach of the Fremantle Dockers. Adam Simpson is the coach of the West Coast Eagles. He's going to join us next here on Sports Today.